All right, Carson Clemmy, mayhem here on the floor. 32 minutes of defensive basketball by you tonight. Just tell us about playing defense tonight.
Well, I mean, our whole organization is based on defense. Defense comes first. But also, I set a goal for myself. Since he's D1, he's 6'9", I figured I could get my own name out there if I play good defense on him.
Well, tell us about the biggest play of the night defensively, able to draw an offensive foul with the game on the line along the baseline trying to post you up.
Well, I always guard bigger kids like that because I'm always guarding the best player. So I knew he thought he was way bigger than me. I knew he was going to put his shoulder down. I was ready for it right when he caught it.
So I looked the last year you had to defend Serta, primarily a perimeter player for Central Catholic last year at the state tournament, but they run this Dylan inside outside, so you have kind of double coverage to deal with. Tell us a little bit about the challenge of kind of overcoming that tonight, and I think limited him to 4 points tonight.
I mean, obviously he's a great player, committed to Belmont, and he's 6'9", and he's the best shooter, one of the best shooters I've ever seen. So you just have to know you can't let him shoot first. He's a three-pointer first, but then he realized that he took me down to the block, so I had to play as big as I can for only being 6'1".
All right, I was going to ask you, so senior, you know, this is it.
Yeah.
So every second matters to a senior more than the underclassmen, important for them.
Uh-huh.
How reflective are you knowing that this is it for you?
Well,
this is it.
I actually feel it when I'm out there. I'm like, I'm not a junior or sophomore anymore. This is my last go-around. So I'm out there fighting for every loose ball, every offensive rebound, guarding as hard as I can, fighting for my teammates just to stay alive together.
Yeah, and just another unbelievable postseason game that you've been a part of. Well, what's this one like? Tonight everyone's different, but man, this was a big one.
It's nice to know they were a 3A team last year, bigger than us, and they just got moved down. They thought they were just going to roll us over, a bigger school than us, D1 commit, obviously, again. But we stuck to our game plan and got the W.
How'd you do it for 32 minutes, man? How did you do it tonight?
I have no idea. This is probably the worst shape I've ever been in for a postseason, but I just fight for my teammates once again to stay together forever, as long as we can.
And then the other big defensive play I thought in this game was early in the fourth, down four. They get a weak side pass. It looked like going to be an easy finish at the bucket, go up six, and TJ Wilson kind of saved the day there.
Oh, he saved my butt there because I got beat by Dylan, and he was lucky enough to get up and block it off the backboard.
All right, just sum up tonight. What was this like, man? The mayhem and knockdown dragout.
What a great experience. This is a really cool gym for one. I've never seen it before. And also, thanks to the fans, to the cheerleaders, and just everyone who came out to support us.
And there's a lot of people listening. You can say hi back to them in Lower Rock, Abilene County.
Hello, everyone watching, and thanks for listening to the Rockridge basketball team. Let's go Rockets.
All right, Carson Clemmy, back to you, Ty.